Can Carlton claim to have had a successful year if they fail to make the finals? Here's what Harry Mackay had to say.
Whatever happens for the rest of the year, I guess that's outcome-based, but for me as a player that's been there 7, 8 years, this 12 months has been a success, and whether that comes to finals or whatever it is, I think we've taken a really big step into the right direction. And, yeah, Vossie talked the other day, hopefully it's a long book and this is just chapter one. We want to finish off the chapter really well, but it's definitely still a success, I reckon.
Big Harry on the couch last night.
Yes, they're improving, and that's what you want to see from a team. They are improving.
So success.
Well, you know, success can be measured in a whole different lot of ways, but they are still improving, and their graph is going in the right direction. Their trajectory is going in the right direction.
So, yeah, Harry's saying that.
And that's what he's saying.
It's outcome-based if you just put it down to whether you do or you don't. You can still have success and not win a premiership.
Yeah. They built up a level of expectation based on their performances early in the mid part of this season. And I remember seeing him and thinking, yeah, they're capable of actually winning the flag. You know, this team can win the flag. They've got some problems at the moment, though, and partly to do with injury. And Newman is a very important player to them. He's out injured at the moment. Hewitt was enormously important to that midfield because of the way that he played. He's a very good two-way midfield type player. Kennedy gave them a lot of power in there.
In his best year.
And De Koning was showing levels of influence as a ruckman. And he got beaten terribly at the weekend by Oscar McInerney too. So they've lost a bit of power with him too. So at the moment, they're struggling.